Sam's thoughts again returned to Pete. He remembered going over to his house right before the move. Pete gave Sam two going-away presents, a set of paints and a box of stationery. "Promise to write after you arrive," Pete had said. "You have no excuse, since I know you have stationery." Sam hadn't opened the box of stationery. Now he realized why. If he wrote to Pete, he'd have to admit that he'd left San Francisco for good. He'd have to admit that he wouldn't be seeing Pete every day. He'd have to admit that Seward was his new home. Sam finished his cookies and went back inside. As he passed the kitchen, he heard the crackle of chicken and potatoes roasting in the oven. Mom was cooking one of her special and delicious Friday night dinners. He meandered down the hallway toward his bedroom. It was bigger than his room in their San Francisco apartment. Sam knew he would grow to like it, especially after his new bookshelves were installed. Pete's gifts sat on Sam's desk. Sam opened the stationery box. The paper was green, with a blue border around it.